So, Anne, in your experience, and you bring to the table considerable experience representing clients, both sides, what do you think are the benefits of cloud computing?
Well, there are many benefits to both the providers and the users. First, for the users of cloud services, the most significant benefit is the cost savings. The costs of staffing information technology personnel, buying the servers, storage capacity, operating systems, are enormous. The cost of subscribing for those services provided by remote access through the cloud, however, are far less. Also, the uniformity of access across an enterprise is a great benefit. No longer are employees in one country on a different system than those in another country. With information shared in the cloud, all employees of a global enterprise can access the same software, data, and tools. They'll all be on the same version of software and be able to access the same up-to-date data. Maintenance and upgrades are provided in a uniform manner. Through this broad access to a single application or a single platform, there's also increased collaboration. With the sharing of applications and data within an enterprise, there's better communication. And then for the providers of those cloud-based services, the main benefits are that they can control their own source code. They don't deliver software, they merely deliver access to the functionality of that software through a web-based or mobile app portal. Also for the providers, they can generally have the leverage to negotiate an upfront payment, like a subscription, so they have greater predictability in their revenue stream rather than with a royalty, which may fluctuate. Also, they can avoid the trend to apply UCC Article 2 principles to the provision of their services. Article 2 will not apply to services, whereas with the provision of licensed software on an off-the-shelf manner, often, for example, the implied warranties under UCC Article 2 are applicable. So providers can avoid those unfavorable terms. For both providers and users, there's a great deal of flexibility. For example, different models of cloud services, as you had just mentioned, may be configured for different situations. For example, as you said, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and in addition, it can get more granular. Communications as a service, monitoring as a service, or even anything as a service, XaaS or ZaaS, which is a model of a smorgasbord which may combine any of the services I just mentioned.
So these distinctions between infrastructure as a service, you just mentioned, and platform as a service, if you're just kind of explaining the distinctions, how would you distinguish between software as a service and infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, someone who's a novitiate?
Well, sure. The differences between infrastructure as a service and platform as a service and SaaS, software as a service, can be thought of as a sliding scale in shifting the management of IT or information technology components. So first, if you imagine the enterprise having all of their information technology components on their premises, being completely self-hosted. You would have your own servers, storage, networking capabilities, operating systems, virtualization, middleware, data, and software applications. Infrastructure as a service provides the first level, the hardware and the core computation and networking components remotely. Next, platform as a service provides all of the above, plus middleware and operating systems, which are programs that support software applications and perform the core functionality. Finally, in the SaaS model, everything is hosted and provided as a service by the provider, including the software applications which perform functions related to the business operations, and the data or content which may be input by the customer.